Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city where there's sunshine and palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful out today. We thank God for being with you again today. We want to send you, you and you, lots of love and hugs, letting you know that we love you. We really, really do. And we appreciate you listening to us by whatever means or whenever you listen to us. We thank God for you. Don't forget to call in and let us know at 347-857-3925. Our friendly administrator here, our friendly administrator will answer your call with cheerfulness, letting you know just how much we love you. Yes, yes, we'll talk with you. If you want to talk, we'll talk. Yes, just give us a call. 347-857-3925. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God is good, isn't it? And I'm so glad he's so good today. Amen. You know, the enemy, he always trying to mess with God's people. And you know what's about it? He don't have no respect of persons, do he? Now, we may have respect of persons who we want to pray for. But, honey, let me tell you, the devil have no respect of person. He don't care how big you are, how small you are, what your title is, how much money you got, what color you are. He does not care. He will hit you with whatever he deemed it's necessary to hit you with to bring you down. Now, you know that's a mean devil, don't you? My. So you need to start the day telling him, get behind you. Get on out of your way. Get away from me, devil. I don't want no parts of you. You need to come on and do that today. And we've been praying for some people, you know. We're still praying for them today. We're praying for Carla Scott today. There in Jacksonville, Florida, we're still praying for her that God will move. Now, you know, there's nothing too hard for God, huh? It doesn't matter. You know, when you think about it, some things look hopeless, don't they? Some people look hopeless, don't they? Yes, they do. But listen, there's nothing hopeless with God. He can heal, restore, he can deliver anyone, you hear what I'm saying, out of any place, if they want to come out of that now. God will bring them out. But some people take these little things in their lives that they do, habits and what have you. What they do is they take them and use them because they feel like they got a crutch, and they feel like they got somebody that can they can use. You see what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, anyhow. And we thank God for it, you know, that we know this, and so we know how to handle them, do we not? Yes, yes, yes. See, you have to learn how to handle. Sometimes you have to use tough love. Sometimes you can give them some good advice of some sort, or lead them to someone that can better help them in some way. You get the picture? See what I'm talking about today. That's right. Okay, so I know we've all run into some of these type of people in our lives, have we not? But we are praying today for Curtis Harris. Curtis Harris, we are praying for him today in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch Curtis right now wherever he is in Jesus' name. We are praying for little Michael Whitted. We are praying for him today right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that you touch his mind. Touch him right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we are asking you to touch Pastor Mosley, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to give her the strength that she needs to continue on her work with you. Father, we ask you to touch Ashley Ritter right now. In the name of Jesus, God, make a way for him right now, God. You know what he needs right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch Heath Bale also right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make a way out of nowhere for him right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch right now the Campbell family, the Russell Campbell family. Yes, touch them because he passed away. Is that right? That he passed away. Oh, Lord, bless them right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for going by and touching there at that home today as they go through their great loss. Father, and we thank you for touching them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, everyone that had asked for prayer, we ask you today to touch them right now, whatever they're going through, Lord, in their life, because truly this is a time that many are being shaken, Lord, from their very foundation. And help them today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we give you praise and honor and glory for all that you do and what you're doing in the behalf of the sick and the suffering, those incarcerated. Father, we thank you today for looking after them right now, be it our relatives or not. Father, touch them right now. Let somebody, Lord, know today that you are right by their side and you'll be by their side. Oh, yes, and we thank you for it today, Jesus. You know, we thank you for our help here today. We thank God for the help. Yes, 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 yes. We always thank God for the help that God give us. I know I thank him. Amen. Now, let me give you a word, your word for today. Are you listening? It say, when you seek to discover for yourself the answer to the question, who am I? You will cease to wander aimlessly on life's detour and begin to travel purposely toward a more effective personality. When you seek to discover for yourself the answer to the question, who am I? You will cease to wander aimlessly on life's detours and began to travel purposely toward a more effective personality. Are you on that road today? I trust that you are. Praise God, praise God. We want to thank God for those in the office with us today, you know. Praise God, Sister Diane and Deacon Mike. I'm just saying, man, you know, he don't want me to forget that, you know. Praise God. Ain't gonna forget that. I don't want to hear that. You know, praise God, saying, and oh, he's coming on up now, ain't he? Yes, he is. The young man is coming on up. Yes, yes, yes. God is moving. He certainly is. I'm so glad about it. Aren't you glad about it today? I'm glad. Did you listen to it? You know, the announcer give you the telephone number to listen every Monday now at 3 o'clock now. Listen every Monday at 3 o'clock now. You know, the announcer give you the telephone number at the end of this broadcast. Yes, you will get that, all right? I tell you, God is doing great things in the midst of us this day. And I don't know what I'd do without him. I don't even want to try to find out. You know, because God is good. You know, every time when some people that you love leave you and don't try to get in touch with you anymore, now, you feel a little sad, don't you? But you know, I'm so glad Jesus promised never to leave you, huh? Nor forsake you. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's sad, but you know what? I'll make it anyhow. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to make it. I ain't going to stop just because somebody decided to go another way. They done used me all they needed and got what they needed, you know, from me. Isn't that right? But I got something, too. Mm-hmm. More determination today. Yes, to keep pressing on. Ain't that all right? My God is still good. He the best God there is, because I don't know now another one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start today because, I'm going to let these young people kind of get on here and do a little something for themselves here, you know, and talk. I'm going to give them something to talk about today. We're going to start with St. John, the 12th chapter. Now, we got a lot of chapters we want to cover, and I may do a little and stop and talking about them somewhat, okay? Amen. We're going to start the 12th chapter, St. John. St. John, not I, John. St. John. And start at the 24th verse. And it says, "Verily, verily," Jesus is saying, it's written in red now, "I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Now let's go to the 25th verse. "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life." Did you hear that? Now, you know, I came up with this. I thought about this. I was thinking about this same thing on, I think, Sunday. I think I thought about this word here on Sunday. And now it came up again this morning, this subject. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're saying today before we go a little further. And the fact is, we're going to talk about the living dead. Wow. The living dead. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, he says, "I say unto you," this is what Jesus says, "except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Huh? "But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Now, I had a lot of scriptures in St. John. You know, I begin to run a little few references, and this subject came up. It's a lot all over the Bible now about it, but I'll just give you a few for lack of time. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll start with, let's see what scripture we write here. We'll start with another one, John, the first chapter. Listen what the fourth verse of St. John, the first chapter, say. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Now, check this now. We just told you about when the grain of wheat fall in the ground, what happened, huh? When that seed fall in the ground, what happened? It has to die before it lives. Did you hear me? Mm-hmm. And in him was life, okay? Now, Jesus was the light of the world. He wasn't only the light, but he was the life and the light of men. You got that? Mm-hmm. I hope you catch up with me. You'll catch up with me in a few minutes. But you see where it was going. Now, we know the scripture of John 3:16 better than we know our names, so to speak, these days, but we don't want to live nothing, do we? For John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So you see, the living dead continues. You see what I'm trying to tell you today? You know that when Jesus came, that you may have life, and that more abundantly is what he came to give you. He had to die in order for you to live. Do you get the picture today, huh? Oh, you'll get it after a while. Come on and catch up with me now. Praise God. I'll be going on into next year by the time you catch up with me. Now we're going to the fifth chapter. I've just found those scriptures all over concerning this, you know. The fifth chapter and the 25th verse says, verily, verily I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Did you hear me now? The living dead. You see, when you're dead, you're not dead. You see, you're dying to Christ. You're dying to the devil, to the world, things of the world, and you're living unto Jesus Christ. Do you get the picture, huh? Now, you're going to hear the voice of God. See, now, you are dead to the world. But you're alive unto Jesus, so therefore you can hear the voice of God. There's no such thing you cannot, because he has made it possible. And it's written in red in your Bible, then Jesus said it, right? So therefore you can hear. Hey, tell somebody, say, I hear the voice of God. I will not take down. I hear the voice of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we are going on into the 10th chapter of St. John. I'm just a few scriptures I'm coming to give you to show you that you are dead to the world, but you're alive into everlasting life with Jesus Christ. Is that right? Come on now, help me out now. Go on, believe it today now. You don't let nobody call you the deadhead, you know. Don't let nobody call you that. Listen what he say now. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He say, I am come, this Jesus talking, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, he came and he gave his life for you. You see, so who told you Jesus was dead? Who told you God was dead? They lied to you. You see what I'm saying? If you believe the Bible, believe what is written in it, you don't have to believe what I say. I'm just reading it here so you can believe what the book says. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about the living dead. Now, let me give you a little example. Now, when a farmer start planting, huh? First he dig a hole, just like grave diggers do. Put you in the grave, the casket in the grave, they dig a hole, don't they? Well, a farmer dig a hole to do what? To plant the seed in. Do you hear me? And when they dig that hole to plant the seed, they can only plant it but so many inches in the ground. If you plant it too far, it will not come up. Do you hear what I'm saying? But in order for it to come up, they have to plant it. I don't know how deep it should be, but I know it's not that deep in the ground like you plant a casket or nothing. But you put the seed in the ground, and when you put that seed in the ground in that dark place, hear what I'm saying? You've got to be a dark place, you understand, so it can begin to germinate. And while it's germinating, the seed bust open, you see, all the essence has to bust open. And when it busts open and it gets with that soil and whatever that soil contains, us the minerals and the vitamins and whatever acid else it needs, it begin to take on to that. And as it take that substance into that, into that seed that came forth, what happened now is begin to come forth. See, just like you, you are the living dead. Now, when they planted in you, you didn't know who you were or what you were. That's why you ask, who am I? Mm-hmm. You ask everyone, who am I? You ask, who are you? Who are you in Christ? Or something we want to know. But you don't know till you begin to grow. Mm-hmm. Now, when that seed has bust open and all the essence is coming forth, and it at first is, you see, it's a process, you know, it's a process. And as it begins to appear at the top of the ground, you know, where it's the way you started from, it begins to take a shape, you know, and yet you don't know what it is because there's more that you got to go through. You've got to do what? Consume a lot of the air. You got to consume the sunshine. You got to consume the rain, and all the elements of the earth has to do what? Help you grow, you see, into what you are purposely put here for. Huh? You might be a geranium. You might be a tulip. You don't know, a rosebud or whatever you might be. You haven't yet taken on the form, but the process is going on. You see what I'm saying? So you have been dead, but now you are alive. Hello, hello, somebody. So when you become a living proof of who you are, people will begin to recognize. Is that right? Yeah. Now, so many times people don't recognize who you are because you have not taken form. Do you hear me? What you ought to be, what God has called you to be, how he's called you to take a form in. You see, so many times people misjudge you, misread you. Do you understand? And so you get a little coming about with it. You get upset with it. But listen, you can't go back in the ground, you hear what I'm saying, where you started from, but you're going to continue on because it's a process. Every plant that grow, a fruit tree or whatever the case may be, potato, tomato, whatever it is, glory to God, it's a process before it can become what it is. Do you understand? So God has done that with his children. He has did what? Started a process. Do you hear what I'm saying? But let me tell you what Romans 8 said. Romans 8 and 11 said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. See, what's in you is being brought forth, so that it can be recognized. So it can be recognized, you see. So now, if you come up in Christ Jesus, you done died with him now. Mm-hmm. You know, when they put you in the water and bury you in the water, you know that baptism, the day is, let me throw this in, don't cost you nothing. The people don't tell you what baptism is all about. Mm-hmm. They just want to put a number on a book and say, I baptized this many. But the person that go down in the water don't know what they went down there for. You understand? They don't know that they were buried with Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? So if you are buried with him, you're going to raise with him. You hear what I'm saying? That's why I call it the living dead, because you died with him and you rose with him. You hear what I'm saying? To a newness of life. Do you get the picture here today? So it's a process. Do you get it? We are constantly in the process of growing. We are in the process of becoming what God has called us to become. Do you get the picture, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, he already know what you're going to be. From the day that you were conceived, he already knew what you were going to be. But you just got to get there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes sometimes he allow a prophet, an apostle, or someone to tell you what he's called you to be. Only sometimes, not all the time. You get that now? Mm-hmm. And yet you have not reached it, so you'll call the person a false prophet, a false preacher, false something. You understand? But it's not that. You have to go through the process. You have to be processed, just like when they make some bologna and spice ham and all that stuff in the factory. In order to make that stuff, they have to go through a process. The different elements have to be mixed in a pot or in a pan or whatever jar, whatever they put it in. It's mixed up to become. It hasn't become to its final journey. Now, you have to go through so many phases of life to get to the journey that God has called you to get to. Now, you don't want to go through the process. The process can be tedious sometimes. It can be trying sometimes. And there could come a storm and kind of root up the bottom of the plant. You know, when they plant it, sometimes storms come along and root up the bottom of them. Some of them rooted up all the way and never come back again. But others, they be rooted up, so they have to go back down a little bit further down into the ground in order to start all over again, huh? The process, you know. That means trials and tribulations come in your life. Things come against you that you didn't ask for. Things that you don't know how to handle. Do you understand? But yet the process continues. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because you are the living dead. Glory to God. You're dead to the world, but you're alive to Jesus Christ. You are becoming the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, you are, because you're still dwelling in him. See, the tree may be shaking and some of the fruit falling off, but there's still that green that's still in that limb. So it's able to do what? Reproduce. Yeah. Glory be to God and come back alive. See, I like that because I always get old dead plants. And my son always give me something that's dead. The plants that he say, here, yeah, I know you can get it to grow. So I work with it and I talk with it and I tell it how much I love it, the plant. That's the plant I do. I talk to plants. I ain't crazy, but I talk to plants, okay? And I tell it how much I love it. But long as there is some green somewhere, I take a little knife or scissors or something and push back some on the limb to see if there's any green somewhere. Is there life somewhere in that? So I go with that. Do you hear what I'm saying? So then it begins to grow, and I nurture it. You hear? In the same way with people. When you talk to people, you find out, is there any life there? Is there any desire there? Do you have a desire to live? Do you have a desire to be what God called you to be? Then I take that little bit and work on it. Now, it takes patience. God knows it do. You work on that because you're working with someone that's dead to what Christ is talking about, and you're trying to do what? Bring it to life. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you have to talk to it. You have to nurture it. You have to love it. Do you hear what I'm saying? And take a whole lot of love, too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you nurture that thing. And I got a tree that's in my house right now. My son gave it to me, and it looked so bad and shabby. It looked like ain't nothing but where he found it at, in a garbage somewhere. You know, and he say, this here person that grew flowers, they threw it out. So he picked it up and gave it to me. And it's been over 15 years I've got this plant and I've nurtured it. You see what I'm saying? You see, he says it's longer than that. And I nurtured that plant. I still have the plant, and it's still alive. You hear? Because I dare to take what I had given me, and I nurtured it, you see. And the same with people. There are people in the ministry that I have nurtured down through the years, and are many years, because I saw the potential. Do you hear what I'm saying? So if you're one of them, you just call us up at 347-857-3925, and we'll put you on my love wagon, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we'll do the same for you if you have that desire today. Amen. Just hit number one on your phone. Glory be to God today. And we'll talk to you about it. You know, we'll bring you on. And you come visit us, and we will work with you. Yes, we will, because we believe in doing what? Loving you. Yes, yes, yes. Loving you, yes, as something that God cherished. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, if God cherished it, you know you ought to cherish it too, shouldn't you? Let me tell you what Colossians 3:3 says. Now listen at what he said here. For we are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You see what I'm saying? You dead. Uh-oh, you dead. You thought you was alive, didn't you? But you are. If you're in Christ Jesus, you are alive. Do you hear what I'm saying? But you died to the things of the world, huh? The old stuff you used to do, you ain't going to do them no more. You know you used to drink that Jack Daniels all the time, didn't you? Mm-hmm. And what's that one that in the ball, the red label? Mm-hmm. That scotch. That, yeah, you drink that scotch and that vodka. Oh, my God. And you all that drink that 100-proof rum, Lord, have mercy. You don't do that no more, do you? It wasn't good for you in the first place. But you got a buzz, so you tried it, didn't you? Well, you don't do that. You're dead to that now. You don't drink that. You ain't puffing them reefers no more, are you? Mm-mm. You're not smoking it up. You're not doing that no more. You done gave it up. You died to that, huh? That don't even bother you. You're not even tempted anymore. Come on, tell the devil. The devil, I ain't tempted no more with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm through with it. I died to that. I'm alive in Jesus Christ. And where I get my high now is I praise God. I glorify and magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's where I'm getting high at now. I'm with the living now. Now you see the light is shining. I've come out of darkness and into the light. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I've changed clothes. I'm not wearing that black no more like I'm in mourning. But I am in the sun of the morning. Yes, I am today. Glory be to God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now you're doing, what are you doing now? You're like Ephesians says, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. Now he done quickened you. Oh, can you see the light shining? Light just shining. See it shining now? Oh, my God, you bright as the morning star. You are the bright and morning star, too, today. Glory to God, because you just put on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, huh? You are no more walking in the death. You're no more speaking deathly things. You know those negative things is nothing but death. You speak about them, and all you want to do is be dead. You want to go home. Home, which home you want to go to? I always ask people when they say they want to go home, which home do you want to go to? Jesus or hell? Which one of them you want to go to now? You make up your mind, all right? The choice is yours, you see. God made a better way for you. Jesus got something better for you. You and you. Do you get it today? It's something good for you. It's something wonderful for you. It's something that you ought to want to be in. Something you ought to want to do. You see what I'm saying? This is what you ought to do today because of Jesus, of who he is. Shouldn't you want to do that today? My. All the praise belong to him, I mean. Praise God. Devil, get out of here. Glory be to God. Because, let me tell you, God done made that way just for who? You. Just for you. For you to have a good life, huh? Because the it said you were dead in trespasses, huh? And sins. You ain't sinning no more, huh? You're not trespassing anymore. You get the picture? Come on now. Because God had unquickened you in his spirit. You see what I'm saying? You got the way of Jesus now. Tell somebody, say, listen, I ain't walking your way no more, devil. I'm walking the ways of God. I ain't doing it. You scared to tell him, aren't you? Because you think he going to retaliate. Well, he may retaliate on you. He going to say, uh-huh, I'm going to see just how much they walking with Jesus. I'm going to throw in the monkey wrench. I'm going to throw something in here and see if they still going to walk with it. You know he going to try you. Now, I ain't going to tell you he ain't going to try you because he tried. He tried you as soon as you said that you were born again in Christ Jesus. As soon as you said it, he threw something in, didn't he? Trouble came out the woodwork. Trouble you ain't even never had before. Now there's some new troubles seem like they popped up in your life. You can't seem to take it. I can't take this no more, God. I can't take this. Yes, you can. If he took it, you can take it. Mm-hmm. Because he said he wouldn't put no more on you than you can bear. No, so therefore you can bear it. You didn't think you could, did you? You didn't think you could bear it. But honey, you bearing it. You taking it and you being the stronger person for it. Yes, you are. You are more stronger than you ever was before. Do you see how God has processed you, yes, took you through the thing? Hmm?
Yes,
and when they put you through the meat grounder after they finished chopping up all kind of meat, trying to process you into bologna or something, you say, I ain't gonna be no bologna. I'm still the ham. Praise God. You ain't going to make me lesser. I'm going to be better. You see, talk to that devil. Let him know today I am God's best. Because when he told me I was more than a conqueror, honey, let me tell you, that mean I am always on top. I don't care how you say it, how people look at me through those rose-colored glasses, I am always on top. Talk to him now. Talk to him. Let him know. I think you're scared to talk to the devil, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Why are you afraid of the devil, huh? His power is not mighty like God. Now, he got some power because God gave him some to rebuke you and to take you through the mill and put all kind of problems out there for you. He got the power to do that. But are you going to succumb to that? I say, I think not. You tell the devil, say, I will not get in there with you. I will not be in that ditch with you. Oh, no. You know that his last day going to be fire and brimstones, you know, and you don't want to go with him, do you? Mm-mm. You don't want God to put you in there with him. I done had enough of him on this earth, and I don't need to go in no fire and brimstone pit with no devil. Now, think about that, huh? You don't want to go in there. No, you don't. Didn't you see that movie when Arnold Schwarzenegger and that other odd thing fell in the limestone pit or whatever, that is boiling water, oil or something. I thought it was a limestone pit. But you don't want to go in there because it's going to melt you right on the way, right? The Terminator, that said. Mm-hmm. You're going to melt you right away. You won't be no more, huh? No more, but you're going to be hollering all the time. You see what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody to deliver you from that pit. Mm-hmm. But you're going to be there with the devil. You're going to be so mad with him, you're going to be trying to kill him. And you can't kill him, and he ain't going to die, and you ain't going to die. Both of y'all going to be up there going at it. Huh? Do you want that kind of life? No, you don't want that kind of life. It's better to die now. You know the song, old song, say, if I die now, I won't have to die no more. Did you know that song? We don't sing that song no more, do we? If I die now, I won't have to die no more. I'm going to die to the things of the world, people included, especially yourself. You know, because we always trying to please ourselves, aren't we? That's what we try to do more, all the time. trying to please ourselves. Mm-hmm. And can't be pleased, because this carnal body is not going to be pleased. Huh? It's going to want more and more and more and more of sin. It's want more and more of trespasses. It want more and more adultery. It want more and more fornication. It want to be more and more lying. It start lying even more. Mm-hmm. It lie on the lie. Mm, you ever seen anybody do that? Lie on the lie? Mm-hmm, they done lied, and then they going to lie on the lie that they didn't lie. You see, praise God, my God, my God. The devil just go on and on and on. You don't want that, do you? No, you don't, but you are the living dead. You didn't tell anybody, say, I'm the living dead. Have you ever seen that before? You ain't never seen the living dead, because God just raised me up. Did you hear what I'm saying? He raised me up from a dead-end life. Oh, my, my, my. You know, oftentimes we see a sign say dead-end street. Well, we had dead-end lives, huh? We weren't going nowhere. Couldn't go no further, huh? Couldn't go no further, uh-huh. But what you do? You got to look up and live today. That's what you got to do. Look up and live, huh? And who you going to live with? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know you don't like it, but it's tight, but it's right. And it's all right in it, huh? You can just keep on keeping on with Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for a year today. We thank the Lord for Apostle. When she took us to the farm, she also took us to the garden, took us to the house planting, back to the factory. She took us around this morning, didn't she? Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And I was thinking when she was talking about the farming, I was thinking that how that translates on how the farmers till their land, and they have to till the land. And that's what we're getting done today. We're getting tilled, and we're learning how to plant ourselves to grow. And that's the whole idea, is for us to grow as a Christian, to grow as a Jesus-filled person. And that's the whole idea, for us to grow and to blossom out and to drop seeds in the ground to replant, to come by with the first fruits, to come by with fruits again. And that's how you keep it going. And, you know, people don't realize how we keep these things going, but that's how you keep it going. You have to replant, and you have to let the seeds drop off to plant some more and to keep on going, and that's the way you have to do it. And that's the way the Lord wants us to do it, but, you know, a lot of times we stomp our own growth. And we step on it on ourselves. You know, we put it this way, we kill our own plants. We don't talk to it. We don't nurture it. We don't water it, which, come to think about, I have to water the plants. You know, and you know, you think about these things all of a sudden, that you have to be nourishing. You have to nourish these things. You have to keep the plants watered. You have to keep them nourished. You have to talk to them once a week at least. You know, just say, how you doing today, you know, and you talk to them a little bit to keep them to blossom. The same thing you do every day when you talk to the Lord. If you want to blossom, you talk to the Lord every day. If you want to grow more, you talk to the Lord every day. That's how you learn, and that's how you get your growth. That's how you get your spiritual growth. And a lot of people don't like their spiritual growth, because a lot of people stop themselves. They stunt their own growth because they stop doing what they're doing to get them to where they're at. They think they got there already, but you haven't arrived. If you arrived, you up there meeting Jesus. You sitting on the right hand of Jesus if you arrived that good, you know. But there's always time for growth. There's always plenty more growth. Put it this way, we always need pruning also. We always need to be pruned. We always need to be cultivated. We always need to go on. It's like an orange tree. You know, when you pluck the oranges, you got the orange blossoms that come out before the orange come. But you also got the bees that have to come along and pollinate before the oranges can come. Right. You understand what I'm saying? So everything has a process.
Yeah.
You know, so this is what we got to do. Everything has a process. And if we want to get into the process, we have to learn to be cultivated. We have to learn to have our ground tilled in order for us to grow and to be cultivated. And this is what the Word of God is showing us on how to be cultivated, how to get into the, how to grow and how to blossom as a good Christian, as a good saint. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to be good saints. A lot of people think they're already, like I say, they already have arrived. They already sticking their nose up at other people. Why should you stick your nose up at other people? And you, that means you haven't grown any. That means your growth has stunted. That means you don't care about the Lord. That means all you care about is self. And the problem is a plant can't grow by itself. A plant need help. A plant always need help. All of the flowers outside need help because you got the rain, you got the sun that come along that grows and that makes these plants grow. So, therefore, everything needs help to grow. So you can't say, I'm doing it by myself. It ain't working that way because God has to be there with you and he needs a hand in it to help you. How else you going to guide you to get there if you thinking you're doing it yourself? You're not doing it yourself. All right, granted, there's one thing you got to do. You got to commit. Now, that's the first thing you got to do. You got to commit. You got to make that step forward to get in there. You got to learn how to get in there and get your ground tilled. You got to learn how to cultivate and get into it. And that's the whole main thing, is how we got to grow and how we got to get to where we got to get at. Is the reason is God is with us. Mm-hmm. People don't want God near you or with you. And these are, as I say, ignorant people. Because they don't want God to be with them. These are the atheist groups and all of this who all of a sudden they don't believe in nothing spiritual. Okay, granted, they don't believe in nothing spiritual, but don't try to put your ways on nobody else as you say we do. Now, if the Christians was out there slapping everybody on the head with the Bible, I'd say therefore they're trying to force you and twist your arm. But that's not what's going on. They're not twisting. They're twisting your arm for none of this or none of that. That's not the point. The point of the matter is we grow as a people. We've got to learn how to cherish ourselves and to get ourselves up and going, to help each other out. If one person is farming, go to your next door neighbor and help that person farm too. And that's what we got to do, to help each other grow. We got to help each other cultivate each other. And that's what it's all about. I mean, that's what Sunday school and Bible study is all about. It's about cultivation. It's about helping us grow, helping us get along, you know. And that's what we need to learn to do. We need to learn how to use what we have to grow. And a lot of times we don't use the tools. We don't use the tools that we need to grow. And there's always the tools to help you. There's always tools around that's going to help us grow and going to help us get along. But we need to learn how to use the tools and how to get involved also. And a lot of people don't like to be involved. Oh, I don't like this person. I don't like that person. Now, how are you going to get involved and you don't like somebody? That's the same thing we was talking about Sunday and Monday about love. How can you love somebody and you all of a sudden you don't want to deal with that person? Now, that don't make no sense. You talking about you a Christian and you love your neighbor. How you love your neighbor and you don't love the person standing next to you? You know, and that's all about it. How can you grow and you don't have love? You can't grow without love, because love would help you grow. That's what we're saying is about the plants. If you talk to your plants, the plants showing that you love them and you care about them. When you talk to your plants, that what helps the plants grow. Maybe it's your breath too, also, but it's also that's what helps it grow. You know, that's what helps it grow. The love coming out your breath is helping you grow. You know, and that's what it's about. You know, they laughing at me, but that's what it's all about. It's about that. It's about that breath you take. It's about that breath you put out that helps things grow. So let's get everything grow. Let's get yourselves to grow. Let's put Well, Jesus' breath. Okay, let Jesus' breath in us help us grow, because he's the one breathed the breath of life in us that help us grow. So let us use our breath that Jesus gave us to help others grow, to help the world grow as we see fit, because without that, the world is not going to grow. Because the world is in a turmoil as it is today, and the world is shrinking every day. The way everything is going now, the world is shrinking, and it's steady shrinking on us. So we need to look at what's going on, because it don't take nothing. And you know everybody's a reporter now, because everybody got one of these phones. So never think that you're getting away with anything, because somebody going to take your picture. You know, and somebody going to put you on Facebook. Do something wrong, somebody going to put you on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or whatever. Somebody going to put you on something. So, you know, you even wind up on Instagram, you know. So that's how people do you now. So if you want to grow and stay right, stay out of these positions. Stay out of these bad positions and bad ways. And that's how we need to grow. And we need to keep ahead and keep our heads above water also. And we need to grow. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, the living dead and being cultivated, I tell you. You know, when you look at all of it and you talk about the seed, I tell you, whew, it's in darkness. You're in darkness. When you're in your mother's womb, you're in darkness. When you plant that seed in the ground, it's in darkness. And guess what? When it comes to light, it grows. It grows just as the seed grow. And I remember when I first started in the ministry, and I always hear apostles say, you know, some plant, somebody come and plant you. You have somebody else that come and water it. And then as they go by, you nurture it. You're taking care of it. In other words, you know, that's where the process begins. Somebody somewhere along the line was feeding you the word. You just did not, you know, bring it to fruition. You did not say, well, okay, I'm going to follow that route, you know, the Jesus route. I'm not going to do that because I want to be out there in the world. But when you come into that knowledge, enough of that word come around, you come into the knowledge of Christ. He said, I like John 11:25. He said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he was talking to Martha. He was talking, and Lazarus was dead. So he was in the tomb. He was dead. And he brought him to life. So he was born in shape in iniquity. Born in sin and shape in iniquity. Come on, Diane. Okay? So what is it that we are saying? He came and he gave Lazarus life. When we out there in the world, we are dead. We are dead. When we come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, then is when we begin to live. When we accept him and begin to make that change in our life. God is an awesome God. I am so glad that he died for my sins. It's a continual process in each and every one of us, each and every day. Not because we are Christians mean that we don't sin, and we ain't supposed to ask for forgiveness, because you know what? We sin every day in thoughts, deeds, and in actions. Little stuff that you think is not a sin, you always say, Lord, please forgive me. Help me not to do this. Better make a better person of me, because you know what? No day is promised to no man. Every day is a gift. And believe me, you do not want to walk around here with thoughts just sling by and not even ask for forgiveness, because you're going to wake up to meet the wrong God. Those of you that choose Satan as your God, that's exactly where you're going to be reigning, with him in the pit. Choose life, and life is in Jesus. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, it's an awesome word. Just even listening to it at a later time, just write it on a piece of paper, the website, the phone number. And I tell you, pass it on. You can call in any time between 9 and 10, before 10, Wednesdays and Thursdays. You need prayer, we pray for you. You need to give a testimony, by all means, we welcome each and every testimony. If you know we've been praying for you and God bless you, move, we are happy when you call in and give your testimony. If you just need to ask Apostle Porter a question, even comment on what it is that, you know, she is saying, by all means, come on. We are glad for each and every phone call. God is awesome. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., and that's hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. So come on, let's pray one for another and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday, we have Deacon Michael here with I'm Just Saying at 3 p.m. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. with Deacon Michael, and at times you have Bishop Porter there as well. So you can call in, you need prayer, you want to talk about anything, go ahead and call Deacon Michael. He'll be happy, and I do mean happy, to hear from you. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael, and click and listen to each and every one of his broadcasts as well. And you can do the same thing. You can write down that website, you can write down the phone number and pass it along to someone. Just share the wealth around. Okay, now listen up very closely. This is this Saturday coming at 10 a.m. We have the Breakfast of Champions. That's right, Breakfast of Champions. That's exactly what I said, Breakfast of Champions, hosted by our very own Dr. Gloria Porter, and plus other speakers as well will be there at the City of Victory. That address is 31325 CR437 Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida 32776. That's 31325 CR437 Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida 32776. That's April 25th at 10 a.m. Donation is $10. So for directions, you want to make your donation. If you cannot attend and you would just be so merciful to send a donation for someone else that would like to attend that don't have the funds to attend, we will gladly accept your donation. You can call Sister Diane at 407-406-1112. That's 407-406-1112. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. Donation is $10. And you got to press your way. What does a champion do? A champion press his way to win that race. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.